This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Some projects require an attention span that dwarfs the demands of daily broadcasting or journalism. Writing a book or performing in a long-running stage play or mapping the genome. And then there's the project that pianist Andras Schiff has been engaged in. For 10 years, he has been immersed in Beethoven. Schiff says he's still learning about it.
Yes, it's work in progress. And the more you study these pieces, the more frequently you perform them, the deeper you get under the skin of the composer and start to look like Beethoven. Luckily, I'm not deaf yet.
Andras Schiff was born in Budapest 55 years ago. He has now completed recording the 32 Beethoven piano sonatas. He has been studying them, lecturing about them, and playing them in concert halls. And when he was in Los Angeles recently to do just that, he took some time to sit down at the piano and talk with us about Beethoven and those 32 sonatas which Beethoven wrote over the course of 25 years, starting when he was still in his 20s.
He came to Vienna in the early 1790s from Germany, where he was born. And these early piano sonatas are like his visiting cards. He composed them and played it himself. Mm-hmm. And this is how he found his way into Viennese society.
In those very early sonatas, when he is a young man, and as you say, these are his calling card in Vienna, in effect, he is saying there, I know exactly the way people play the piano. I can play the same kinds of pieces and write the same kinds of pieces. But you already hear his individuality in those, or you hear him sounding more like a Haydn protege or somebody imitating Mozart at that point?
No, he never imitates anybody. There are certain elements, motives, you know, like the Mannheim Rocket, mm-hmm. or the sonata form itself, which he inherited from his masters, Haydn, first and foremost. But his works are already at this early stage on a much larger scale, with very deeply felt and profound slow movements, which is, this is the second sonata in A major. This is largo, appassionato, so it's not an ordinary slow movement, but already much more profound than what you would expect from a young composer of that time.
How do you, to the extent that you've come to know Beethoven, you say this is a work in progress, how do you reconcile the composer's great capacity for tenderness and for a gentleness sometimes with a personality that was most unpleasant and very short-tempered?
I don't know how unpleasant it was. You have to understand Beethoven's ever-progressing deafness that had manifested itself already around the age of 30. And deafness is the worst thing that could ever happen to a musician. So for that we have to forgive Beethoven for his shortcomings in his character. I would have loved to have known Beethoven and to experience this character and personality. However, there are many clichés about Beethoven that the world had accepted. Beethoven, the heroic composer, Beethoven, the dramatist, the fighter, the Michelangelo of music, who wrote pieces like this. You know, the Fifth Symphony or the Eroica. This is what people love about Beethoven, and they think all the works are like that. And nothing could be further from the truth. He was really capable of great lyricism, of tenderness. If you listen to the beginning of the Sonata Opus 101, music that doesn't really begin, but it is coming from somewhere, mm-hmm. and full of hesitant questions. It's all phrases ending with question marks.
In your immersion in Beethoven, do you think that you connect with an explanation for his creativity? Is it something innate that one in a vast population is born with? Is it a single-mindedness, a hard work, genius? Do those words mean anything to you in understanding Beethoven's accomplishments?
Yes, all of those are appropriate. But Beethoven is probably, next to Bach, the most human of all the great composers. Because I consider Mozart one of the very greatest composers, but to me Mozart was sent from heaven. He is not one of us. Beethoven is very much one of us and the best of us. And he gives a wonderful example of how to achieve something incredible in spite of all the troubles of life. And even so, there is never a feeling of self-pity in Beethoven. And when you get to the last great sonatas and string quartets, I feel there is a great gratitude in them. So when I play the arietta of the last sonata, this really is to me the musical equivalent of a gratias in a mass, saying thanks to God.
Andras Schiff, thank you very much for
talking
with us and playing for us today.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Pianist Andras Schiff talking with us about his Beethoven cycle recordings. His final performance will be this Sunday at Carnegie Hall. You can hear Andras Schiff play Beethoven's final three piano sonatas in concert at our website, nprmusic.org, where you can also find more of our conversation in which Schiff talks about politics and music.